right, folks, we're coming to the end of our program, but we're going to let our friend John do our announcements. Everybody, thank you for listening to us. Your 2 o'clock DJs will be on in just a couple minutes. So I wanted to say thank you to everybody outside the lines. Thank you, Helen, for doing our announcements. We are Outside the Lines for WMFO 91.5 here in Medford. John, take it away with the weather. What's the weather looking like this weekend?
Tomorrow.
My sunshine.
Partly sunny.
You make me happy.
38. Sunday. Part sunny. Monday. Sunny.
Please don't take my sunshine.
John, do your announcements.
Mike J, I do feel much better than this morning. Please give me a call when you please give me a phone call. And I do feel much better than this morning. And I would appreciate seeing you Saturday. I will not call you at 6 in the morning. And I would appreciate a phone call. Okay.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Lie down, let me tell you a story. Let me cover you and keep you safe and small. Can't you see all these dark?
We could be halfway in a Lord, what she paid for a lot. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, she drank a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, is there nothing I could take? I said, Doctor, to relieve this belly, yeah, that's the doctor, is there nothing I could take?
Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut, you call the doctor, woke him up. Say, Doctor, is there nothing I could take? I say, Doctor, do you believe this baby? Yeah, I say, Doctor.
Hello. Welcome back to the radio. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Alpha Delta...
ADP.
ADP, yes, that's what we have to call it.
How's everyone doing? Our founder, Dorothea, can't be with us today, so yes. All of us newbies are going to take over.
Just wanted to say, she is not dead.
Yeah, I was
wanted
gonna
to emphasize that. She's not dead.
No, she's just flown home for the weekend.
She is still alive.
Quote unquote.
Yeah, I was going to tell everyone that she had died, but then I thought
apparently that's
that might be
inappropriate.
I mean, she's in New Jersey, so what's the difference? Am I right, guys? I hope she's listening.
She is.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
all right.
Is.
Dorothea,
love you. Love you. Call in.
She might be on the plane, so she probably can't.
Oh, okay. It's too bad. It's too bad. Shame.
All right, so music.
Yeah.
Welcome to ADP.
Yes. Let's listen to some music, guys. It's too quiet. Do you guys hear that?
And welcome back. Before we get into our next segment, I'd like to mention that Grace's mom isn't listening right now because it's her nap time.
Thanks, Mom. But shout out to my dad who is listening and is not taking a nap right now. Thank you very much for being a good parent. Thanks, you're my Grace's favorite.
Dad. Grace's dad, give us a call, 855-915-9636.
Okay, so next we're going to be reviewing the movie Parasite. Technically, none of us have ever seen it, but...
We all really want to.
Yeah, I've heard it's very, very good.
I've heard it's very good. It did well.
People have been saying that. People have been saying
people
that it's
have
good.
Been saying it's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, so maybe let's just start with, like, telling people what Parasite's about.
So, like, this is what I think it's about. I think it's about a young, like, teenage boy in Boston who's really good at math, but then goes to therapy.
Oh.
Am I thinking of the right movie? Who's the actor?
I think so.
The one with
Christian Bale.
Yeah, Christian Bale. It's Christian Bale and Liam Neeson.
Christian Bale plays the child,
with
of
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, who has a bunch of toys, and then they come to life.
Yes.
No, that's Forrest Gump.
That's Forrest, I'm sorry.
Now, you're thinking of the movie where the young boy has to go to war, and then his family forsakes him, and then he has to come back, and he deals with, like...
Is that Mulan?
Yes.
That is Mulan. You're right.
Sorry, I was thinking
boy,
of Mulan. I was thinking
you
of
know,
Mulan.
You know, they're making a live-action version of Mulan.
Wow.
I heard Brad Pitt's going to play the lead. I think he's still
so
got it.
He's so
not that old. He can still
really
do it.
He was really good in La La Land.
Anyways,
So Parasite got a lot of awards, didn't it?
Yeah,
biggest
camera.
It did win for biggest
camera. It won biggest camera,
It won for widest shot. Most things captured in one shot.
My hairdresser, Chuck told me.
Is Chuck good?
You should see him.
I just see Chuck. Okay,
good prices, good hair. Anyway, Chuck told me that that was a good movie. So go see Parasite.
And we will too.
And we maybe I don't
maybe
know.
We if we have time.
I don't think the president likes it, but he's
he
wrong.
Does not like
anyways,
it.
Yeah.
Have a lovely day. Hi, LJ.
When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's alright with me. Oh, just one look at you and I know it's gonna be. Thank you.
chose me, I didn't choose this city. I walk right over. You're a 10, I'm a 4-leaf clover. Well, tell me, do you hate me? Or do you wanna date me? It's kinda hard to tell, cause your eyes are looking crazy. So why are you coming over? Anything but sober. Looking like it's time to night. Or fight, or fight. Man, hold it steady. Drilling in like a J-Paul Getty. Smith and Wesson. Taking shots that'll keep you guessing. Well, tell me, do you hate me? Or do you wanna date me? It's kinda hard to tell, cause your eyes are looking crazy. So why are you coming over? Anything but sober. Looking like it's time to night. Or fight, or fight. Ooh, 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 what you gonna do?
Welcome back to 91.5 WMFO ADP.
So, I have some crazy news. I was looking at Snapchat at Daily Mail, which is my only source of news, and apparently a dog caught coronavirus. It's the first animal to contract the disease.
Wow.
Which is kind of wild, but I will say, yeah, see this Pomeranian little dude. At least it was a Pomeranian, though. I'm not going to lie. Those, they...
I mean, at least it wasn't, like, a Golden Retriever. That's like,
yeah,
that's like,
or, like, a German Shepherd. Or like, you wouldn't want that.
You know,
like
actual, real animals.
Yeah, real dogs. Like, just a Pomeranian. Like, who cares?
That's true. It could have been worse.
Yeah.
And okay. It
should have washed its hands.
Yeah. So, on that note, we have a winter health PSA. So, one of the best ways to help protect yourself from colds, flu, and other transmissible illnesses, like the coronavirus, is to wash your hands before touching any part of your face or eating, especially if you've been touching shared surfaces like doorknobs and railings. Germs are often spread when a person touches something that is contaminated with germs and then touches their eyes, nose, or mouth.
Be sure to eat right and get plenty of sleep, which, along with exercise and stress reduction, helps keep your immune system healthy and better able to withstand infection.
All very easy things to do in college.
Yes.
I feel like it's asking a lot from me. It's like, oh, man.
Finally, if you do get sick, keep your distance from others to protect them from getting sick, too. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing. If possible, stay home from work, school, and errands when you are sick to help prevent spreading your illness to others. This has been a public health message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
That's perfect.
Another very easy thing to do in college. Yeah. Stay away from people when you live in dorms.
I would consider us an educational radio.
Yeah.
I was going to say, staying away from people, not doing errands, that just sounds like things I do on a regular basis. You know?
Right. Rest in peace to the roommate, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still too bad. My roommate got the flu, actually.
Oh, but you didn't.
I took the Tamiflu. I washed my hands. I didn't do any errands.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's weak for that.
I didn't go shopping. I don't know. That was the trick. Anyway, here's a song. We'll be right back.
so green. I can stare for a thousand years, colder than the moon. It's been so long. Feel my blood enraged. It's just the fear of losing you. Don't you know my name? Well, you've been so long, and I've been putting out fire. Well,
right, welcome back to ADP. We're bringing you a classic segment. Matt, you want to tell them what it is?
Well, it's not a it's going to become a classic segment.
It's on its way.
It's a new segment that we like to call...
Well, it's not... I mean, we've done it before.
Well, we're doing it
again. Like, done it before, we're doing it again.
The fans know. They know what it is.
They know it's coming. You know
y'all,
this segment.
Y'all already know what it is.
This segment's called...
Outfit check. What are you wearing?
Tell us, Matt.
Or do we tell him what he's wearing?
No, we tell him what he's wearing.
I can describe my outfit and then you guys can comment.
Okay. It's very classic. It's pretty well-trained.
It's pretty cute.
Today I'm wearing my light wash loose Levi's. They're not actually loose fitting. I don't know why I said that. I got my J. Crew yellow t-shirt on. Could be described as mustard.
Yeah.
I have Timberland brown socks. And I have Asics white sneakers on.
Why don't you stand up? Why don't you stand up,
Yeah, I'll stand up, you guys.
Matt, your shirt looks like one big mustard stain. Gone wrong. Gone horribly wrong.
The sleeves are rolled up, but only once. Like, why do you even bother?
Why don't you do it again so we can
like,
see
really
your arms.
Check out your biceps.
Yeah. The people want to see, Matt.
I do like that you cuff your jeans, though.
Can you get your leg up on the table, Matt?
It is.
Thank you.
A little bit bisexual, though.
That's what I'm going for.
It's not a bad thing.
Do you cuff
thing.
Your socks, too? Because everything else is cuffed.
No, they're not cuffed.
Do you cuff your shoelaces?
Unfortunate.
They look like they got some aglets on there. That's okay. I'm not gonna roast the aglets, but come on, dude. You should be cuffing your laces.
I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure what you want from me.
Your shirt looks a little too starchy. I can't really tell what the texture is, but it just looks like it would be uncomfortable if I was to wear it. Can I see your belt, Matt?
Update, Matt's crying.
Matt's belt is... very nondescript. A belt should say something, Matt.
It's under my shirt, Max.
A belt should be a statement, Matt.
If it's not Gucci, we don't want it.
Yeah.
Where's the belt from?
I don't know.
What's that? What kind of watch is that, Matt?
It's a Skagen.
Skagen. Should have been Timex. It's Timex or nothing, buddy.
I don't going back to the shirt. It kind of looks like you washed it, dried it, and then forgot about your laundry for a couple of days and just like left it there. And then
it's
you
all
took it
wrinkled
out and you put on the shirt.
Musty. I feel like I can't smell you from here.
I feel like mustard can be your color though.
Matt, I can't smell you from here, but your shirt looks like it smells bad. Your jeans haven't decided what color they want to be. I mean, either do a light wash or do a dark wash. Like, what is this in-between color? Pick a side.
Clearly a light wash.
Pick a side. It's not light enough. You see my jeans, Matt? These jeans have decided what they are.
What are they, Max?
They're a dark wash. Those jeans, it's like
we're not talking about you, Max.
Sorry.
This segment is not about you.
I don't want to hear about your clothes, Max.
No one wants to know what you're wearing.
How would you rate the outfit overall, cohesively?
How would I rate my own outfit?
I think everyone else, and then you can rebuttal after. I would say I'd give you a solid 6.7. You know, like you're not doing it to him, but
that is worse than last time.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you're right. It was better last time. But it's good. It's on the good side.
Yeah, I would give it probably a solid 6. It's not bad. It's only a little bit.
It matches
like,
though.
Near
so maybe I bump mine up to a 7 because I forget that some people do the thing where they just don't match their clothes.
That's true. That's a good point. That's why you're above 5, above average.
Well, Matt, it smells. it's fine. I give it a 7.23. Out of 16.
Okay, awesome. Now you can also see Matt's outfit if you check out our Instagram at Alpha Delta Puss. Please check it out. Please give us a follow.
Give a call if you have an opinion about Matt's outfit. 855-915-9636.
Wait, Matt, how do you feel about your own outfit?
You guys have made fun of mustard colored yellow a lot, and I just say that mustard is an excellent condiment, and you've done it dirty here.
Yeah, you've really covered yourself in it, buddy.
Well, yes, this was white.
No wonder it smells.
All right.
Exactly.
Oh, we're going to wrap up. Next time, we rate Max's personality.
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Wait, we actually...
Today on Things Get Personal.
we have a new segment, right?
Oh, yeah.
Am I reading this right?
We don't know for sure what's going to happen, but we're calling it Now This Is Epic.
And if you don't like it, tell it to our ears. 855-915-9636. We want the hate. We're calling for it.
So in other news, the Pomeranian is dying and Sky Jackson wants a restraining order against Danielle Bergoli, also known as Bad Baby.
Bad Baby.
More like now sad this is epic.
Her
now
parents are disappointed in her. Epic.
I don't know if we should explain more or just kind of leave it at that. Sky Jackson.
This is epic.
The little girl from Jesse.
That meme where she's like, her hands are on her knees.
Oh yeah, and she's just
it's hard to describe it without just like miming it.
Yeah, I don't really know what the beef is, but Bad Baby apparently wants to kill this child actor.
I mean, she's not look at how old is she now? She's not like
not a
child
anymore. Definitely
she's
mid like, to late teens.
Yeah.
I mean, Sky Jackson and
more
Bad Baby.
More child than us.
They both have a reputation for like starting beef with other people.
Sky Jackson?
Yeah, she's had her arguments,
yeah,
on the internet. I feel like I've seen her come in the news. It's like so and so is beefing with Sky Jackson. I'm like, I don't care.
Right. Frankly,
this is not epic.
Yeah, not epic. Another thing that's not epic. Have you noticed? Again, news is coming up of like Pete Davidson disses Ariana Grande. Like we're still in 2018.
I have not seen that, but I believe you.
Oh my gosh, it's literally all over the place. Just let the man live. He has to be Ariana Grande's ex.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
That's just who he is now. This is not epic.
This is not epic.
Something that I saw the other day that I thought was pretty epic was the big broccoli in DeWick.
It was big.
I saw some particularly big stalks there. I hadn't really seen the majesty of it until the other day with my own two eyes,
but it's
pretty epic, I gotta say.
See, yeah, I'm still against it. It's kind of difficult, especially now that they give you the takeout containers. You can't even fit it. You have to use the entree compartment
for your
freaking
You have to like cut it in
broccoli.
Half. It's too big to fit in the containers.
Oh.
Anyways, that is not epic. And
I have something that's epic.
Oh,
wait, one more epic thing.
One more thing that's epic.
The chicken in DeWick at lunch today was amazing.
Oh,
the chicken and carm was also pretty good.
It was well seasoned. Didn't taste just like pepper. It was cooked all the way through, and it wasn't dry, which are my three
criteria.
Should
I put it in my pockets?
You should put it in your pockets.
I'll do that.
Carm had a chicken parm dish today that was pretty epic. Just to tag that on there. A lot of people hate on Carm, but Carm got some fire lunch sometimes. Just saying.
And this has been.
Now this is epic.
Okay, we're gonna play a Tufts favorite song, right? That's what you told me, Emily.
Slippery People by the Neon Trees. Just kidding. By
this
the
is,
Talking Heads.
Hold up all the time. Are you rolling?
All right, so we have some cool user interaction to share, bouncing off of Outfit Check for Matt. So on the Instagram page, at Alpha Delta Puss, my mom commented on the picture that we posted just to, like, get people involved and seeing what's going on. She gave him a 6.5, which is the harshest yet, but, you know, she's it's an true. Honest woman.
But I respect your mother's opinion and will abide by it.
You should burn these clothes.
I will. They're dead to me.
I will burn them. They're not. Yeah, so speaking of parents, my dad just sent me a picture of his outfit in response.
Ooh,
and yeah, I posted it on the Instagram. Everyone should go check it out. Yeah, and we're just going to do a quick review of his outfit. Okay, first of all, I think this is a look. He's doing something that no one's ever done before. He has a flannel on that is plaid and also pajama pants that are also plaid, but a different kind with separate colors.
Yeah, a very different type of plaid, like more of like a gingham sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that I don't really know what he's doing, but I know he's doing it right.
I would argue the hues between the shirt and the pants have a slight commonality that really brings the whole thing together.
Yeah.
They both got those warm colors, really complements the Tufts shirt.
And I'd like to draw our attention to the Tufts shirt itself. I think the gray, like the speckled gray.
The heather.
Well said. Really matches everything, but at the same time, nothing, which was why it stands out.
Exactly. Pattern mixing, it's all about bold this season. Like, you've seen it. You know what's happening. He knows what's happening, and I think you should follow by his rules,
Matt. I personally don't know what a Tufts is, but I support it wholeheartedly because he is rocking it.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's a new clothing brand.
Okay.
They're big in streetwear, I
heard it was a band.
Maybe. Probably both. Could be either.
Yeah, so just a quick rating if people want to, like, say what they think out of 10.
Max?
Honestly, between the flannel shirt, flannel pants, the Tufts tee, I'm gonna have to give it a 9.8 out of 10.
Oh my!
Yeah. That's a pretty good outfit.
Ugh. I'm gonna lowball it. I'm just gonna say 9.1. You know, I gotta save my 10 if he comes around here with like another, you know, pattern in there, a little hat maybe. So 9.1.
We also can't see the shoes.
Oh, true.
I can't get too high because I don't know how he's going to pull
the shoes
look
could
together.
Be amazing and we just don't know.
He might not even be wearing shoes.
Okay, that would be bonus.
Yeah, yeah.
Bonus. Wait a minute.
Matt and I are speaking the same language.
I think I'm going to have to give him a 9. I'm only taking off points because it looks like he's very angry. And
it's a modeling face.
I can't imagine why he would be angry during outfit check.
I'd also like to point out the subtle thumbs up that he's throwing.
Oh, it was hidden in the flannel.
Yeah. So my final score is going to be a 9.4 because I want to see those bare feet.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Okay. And on that note, here's a song.
We'll be right back. the river with the chains and the gold. We could be out here together, but you have places to go. Watching the sunshine lace the gray. I don't know why you wouldn't stay. You should come south of the river where the loving is gold. River, this is where it all starts. I think that we could stay here forever, lie on the roof till it's dark. And when the last bus pulls away, I swear that I almost heard you say I should move south of the river. I want to get to know. I want to get to know.
This is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio ADP. This is it for us, guys.
Thank you for listening, everyone, especially my dad, especially not my mom.
We will not be coming back.
Ever. Just kidding. We'll be back next week.
Just kidding.
And Dorothea is still alive.